The Ministry of Health and Healing, Chapter 39, The Knowledge Received Through God's Word. The whole Bible is a revelation of the glory of God in Christ. Received, believed, obeyed, it is the great instrumentality in the transformation of character. It is the grand stimulus, the constraining force, that quickens the physical, mental, and spiritual powers and directs the life into right channels. The reason why so many are easily led into temptation and sin is that they do not study the Word of God and meditate upon it as they should. They do not by earnest effort direct the mind to that which would inspire pure, holy thought and divert it from that which is impure and untrue. The lack of firm, decided willpower, which is manifest in life and character, results from neglect of the sacred instruction of God's Word. There are few who choose the better part, who sit at the feet of Jesus, as did Mary, to learn of the divine teacher. Few treasure his words in the heart and practice them in the life. The truths of the Bible, received, will uplift mind and soul. If the Word of God were appreciated as it should be, both young and old would possess a moral backbone, a strength of principle that would enable them to resist temptation. Let men and women teach and write the precious things of the Holy Scriptures. Let the thought, the aptitude, the keen exercise of brain power be given to the study of the thoughts of God. Do not study the philosophy of human conjectures, but study the philosophy of Him who is truth. No other literature can compare with this in value. The mind that is earthly finds no pleasure in contemplating the Word of God, but for the mind renewed by the Holy Spirit, divine beauty and celestial light shine from the sacred page. That which to the earthly mind is a desolate wilderness, to the spiritual mind becomes a land of living streams. The knowledge of God as revealed in His Word is the knowledge to be given to our children. From the earliest dawn of reason, they should be made familiar with the name and the life of Jesus. Their first lessons should teach them that God is their Father. Their first training should be that of loving obedience. Reverently and tenderly let the Word of God be read and repeated to them in portions suited to their comprehension and adapted to awaken their interest. Above all, let them learn of God's love revealed in Christ and its great lesson. If God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. 1 John chapter 4, verse 11. Young people should make the Word of God the food of mind and soul. The cross of Christ should be made the science of all education, the center of all teaching and all study. Let it be brought into the daily experience in practical life. In this way, the Savior will become to the youth a daily companion and friend. Every thought will be brought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. With the Apostle Paul, they will be able to say, "God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. Thus, through faith, they come to know God by an experimental knowledge. They have proved for themselves the reality of His Word, the truth of His promises. They have tasted and they know that the Lord is good. The beloved John had a knowledge gained through his own experience. He could testify, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen, and bear witness, and declare to you, that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son Jesus Christ." 1 John chapter 1, verses 1-3. So all may be able, through their own experience, to certify that God is true, John chapter 3, verse 33. They can bear witness to that which they themselves have seen and heard and felt of the power of Christ. They can testify, "I needed help and I found it in Jesus. Every want was supplied. The hunger of my soul was satisfied. The Bible is to me the revelation of Christ. I believe in Jesus because He is to me a divine Savior. I believe the Bible because I have found it to be the voice of God to my soul." Any man or woman who has gained a knowledge of God and His Word through personal experience is prepared to engage in the study of natural science. Of Christ it is written, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." John chapter 1, verse 4. Before the entrance of sin, Adam and Eve in Eden were surrounded with a clear and beautiful light, the light of God. This light illuminated everything that they approached. There was nothing to obscure their perception of the character or the works of God. But when they yielded to the tempter, the light departed from them. In losing the garments of holiness, they lost the light that had illuminated nature. No longer could they read it aright. They could not discern the character of God in His works. So today human beings cannot of themselves read aright the teaching of nature. Unless guided by divine wisdom, they exalt nature and the laws of nature above nature's God. This is why mere human ideas in regard to science so often contradict the teaching of God's Word. But for those who receive the light of the life of Christ, nature is again illuminated. In the light shining from the cross, we can rightly interpret nature's teaching. Those who have a knowledge of God and His Word through personal experience have a settled faith in the divinity of the Holy Scriptures. They have proved that God's Word is truth, and they know that truth can never contradict itself. They do not test the Bible by human ideas of science. They bring these ideas to the test of the unerring standard. They know that in true science there can be nothing contrary to the teaching of the Word. Since both have the same author, a correct understanding of both will prove them to be in harmony. Whatever in so-called scientific teaching contradicts the testimony of God's Word is mere human guesswork. To students with this outlook, scientific research will open vast fields of thought and information. As they contemplate the things of nature, they receive a new perception of truth. The book of nature and the written Word shed light upon each other. Both make them better acquainted with God by teaching them of His character and of the laws through which He works. The experience of the psalmist is the experience that all may gain by receiving God's Word through nature and through revelation. He says, "You, Lord, have made me glad through Your work. I will triumph in the works of Your hands. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are a great deep. How precious is Your loving kindness, O God! The children of men put their trust under the shadow of Your wings, and You give them drink from the river of Your pleasures. For with You is the fountain of life. In Your light we see light. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek Him with the whole heart. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to Your word. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against You. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek Your precepts. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from Your law. Your testimonies also are my delight, and my counselors. The law of Your mouth is better to me than thousands of shekels of gold and silver. Oh, how I love Your law! It is my meditation all the day. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Your word is very pure, therefore Your servant loves it. The entirety of Your word is truth, and every one of Your righteous judgments endures forever. Let my soul live, and it shall praise You, and let Your judgments help me. Great peace have those who love Your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Lord, I hope for Your salvation, and I do Your commandments. My soul keeps Your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. The entrance of Your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. You, through Your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for Your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep Your precepts. Through Your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Psalms 92 verse 4, 36 verses 5 to 9, 119 verses 1, 2, 9, 30, 11, 45, 18, 24, 72, 97, 129, 54, 140, 160, 175, 165 to 167, 130, 98 to 100, 104, and 111. Clearer revelations of God. It is our privilege to reach higher and still higher for clearer revelations of the character of God. When Moses prayed, "Please show me your glory," the Lord did not rebuke him. He granted his prayer. God declared to his servant, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you." Exodus chapter 33, verses 18 and 19. Sin darkens the mind and dims our perceptions. As sin is purged from our hearts, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, illuminating His Word and reflected from the face of nature, more and more fully will declare Him merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth. Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. In His light we shall see light, until mind and heart and soul are transformed into the image of His holiness. For those who thus lay hold of the divine assurances of God's Word, there are wonderful possibilities. Before them lie vast fields of truth, vast resources of power. Glorious things are to be revealed. Privileges and duties that they do not even suspect to be in the Bible will be made manifest. All who walk in the path of humble obedience, fulfilling His purpose, will obtain more and more of the wisdom of God. If students take the Bible as their guide and stand firmly for principle, they may aspire to any height of attainment. All the philosophies of human nature have led to confusion and shame when God has not been recognized as all in all. But the precious faith inspired of God imparts strength and nobility of character. As His goodness, His mercy, and His love are dwelt upon, clearer and still clearer will be the perception of truth. Higher, holier will be the desire for purity of heart and clearness of thought. The soul dwelling in the pure atmosphere of holy thought is transformed by interacting with God through the study of His Word. Truth is so large, so far-reaching, so deep, so broad, that self is lost sight of. The heart is softened and subdued into humility, kindness, and love. And the natural powers are enlarged because of holy obedience. From the study of the Word of Life, students may come forth with minds expanded, elevated, ennobled. If, like Daniel, they are hearers and doers of the Word of God, they may advance as he did in all branches of learning. Being pure-minded, they will become strong-minded. Every intellectual faculty will be quickened. They may so educate and discipline themselves that all within the sphere of their influence shall see what a person can be and do when connected with the God of wisdom and power. Education in the future life. Our life work here is a preparation for the life eternal. The education begun here will not be completed in this life. It will go forward through all eternity, ever progressing, never completed. The wisdom and love of God in the plan of redemption will more and more fully be revealed. The Savior, as He leads His children to the fountains of living waters, will impart rich stores of knowledge. And day by day the wonderful works of God, the evidences of His power in creating and sustaining the universe, will open before the mind in new beauty. In the light that shines from the throne, mysteries will disappear, and the soul will be filled with astonishment at the simplicity of the things that were never before comprehended. Now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12.